On FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move. On your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Tom Crosdale.
Team GB are back home from Rio. A hero's welcome from their friends and family when they arrived at Heathrow. With 67 medals between them, it was our most successful Olympics in more than a century. Max Whitlock became the first Briton ever to win gold in the men's gymnastics. He says it all still feels really bizarre.
It's good to be home, really good. Can't wait to just actually see my family. I can see them now, so it still feels a bit surreal. Yeah, now I'm home, hopefully it can sink in a bit, and I'm sure it'll hit me now.
Also on the plane was Kent sprinter Dina Asher-Smith, who got bronze in the 4x100m relay.
4 years ago, I was a box carrot on the 2012, so I was lucky enough to be trackside Super Saturday, seeing Greg, Jess and Mo win their golds, which inspired me. And now, 4 years later, somehow I became an Olympic medalist.
Meantime, Russia's athletes won't be at the Paralympics. The Court of Arbitration for Sport says a ban on them taking part is within the rules. It's after evidence of state-sponsored doping was found.
KMFM News.
A woman's appeared in court and denied assaulting an inmate at a Kent youth prison. Josh has more for KMFM.
Well, earlier this year, undercover footage was broadcast on TV, appearing to show staff using excessive force on young inmates at the Medway Secure Training Centre. Rebecca Harold from Grecian Street in Maidstone was charged with common assault following investigations into the allegations. This morning, the 24-year-old pleaded not guilty when she appeared before Medway Magistrates Court. The case has been adjourned until a later date.
A 30-year-old man's been charged over a stabbing in Sheerness. The alleged attack happened near the High Street in the early hours of last Thursday. The victim was taken to a London hospital and remains in a serious but stable condition. Gary Booth, who's homeless, is accused of DBH with intent. A Tunbridge Wells man who sexually abused a young girl in the 90s is starting a 12-year prison sentence. A court heard Derek Bridger carried out the attacks in the town over a number of years. The 47-year-old from Sandhurst Close was arrested last spring after the victim told police what happened. The gender pay gap may be narrowing slightly, but a new report's found for mums it's getting bigger. By the time their first child is 12, women are typically earning a third less than men. Mum Nicola Horlicks, an investment fund manager, she says women often need support going back to work.
Clearly, when you have a baby, most people will have some sort of career break. It might vary from a couple of months to possibly a few years. And I think it's very difficult for women to get back into the workplace once they've had a gap of a few years, and it often knocks their confidence.
The Thanet South MP Craig McKinley is calling for calm ahead of protests planned at the Port of Ramsgate later. More than 100 people blockaded Harbour Approach Road earlier this month to try and stop lorries carrying live animals reaching a boat heading for Calais. Two men were arrested. And Blankety Blank's coming back for a one-off Christmas special. David Walliams will host it, and it'll see contestants filling in missing words from a sentence. There are rumours if it's a success, we could get a new series.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
Football and Gillingham will have to see off Premier League opposition if they're to make it into the third round of the Football League Cup tonight. With more on that and the rest of the day's sports, here's Joe.
Well, the Gills go to Watford off the back of a 5-0 thrashing by Scunthorpe in League One. Boss Justin Edinburgh has told KMFM his side need to get the basics right.
If you get the opportunity, then you got to make sure you take it. So, you know, that's what I said to the players after. It comes around quickly. It's a good game to go and play in, but only if we cut out these individual errors.
Meantime, John Terry could be in for a return to the England side. New boss Sam Allardyce says he might speak to the defender this week before naming his first squad for the World Cup qualifier against Slovakia. Terry retired from international duty in 2012. Cricket, and it's day one of Kent's County Championship match against Gloucestershire at Bristol. A short while ago, the hosts were struggling on 72 for 4 in their first innings. And it's been reported that Ian Bell could be on the verge of a return to the England Test side. He's not featured for his country since November last year after being dropped before the successful winter tour of South Africa. The Guardian claims the experienced batsman's being considered after problems with England's middle order in the recent draw with Pakistan.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.